Hi everyone, welcome back to your daily pronunciation challenge. This is your host Estelle. Do you know what yesterday was according to the lunar calendar? That's right, it was Qi Si, Chinese Valentine's Day. Did you spend some quality time with your significant other? So, after a lovey-dovey day, I think it's a good time to reflect on your relationship. Are you in a healthy relationship? Well, today's video outlines 12 qualities that a healthy relationship should have. I'm definitely not an expert on relationships, so let's learn together. If you're single, that's okay. This video may help you with your future relationships. Don't forget to check it out after today's challenge. Alright, for now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. The initial spark is great, but it takes a lot more than attraction to sustain a relationship. Slower again. The initial spark is great, but it takes a lot more than attraction to sustain a relationship. 发音的部分，我们首先来看到句首的 the， 这边呢是要发 the， 然后要和后面的 initial 连音连起来。要注意 initial 字首的 i 呢是发短音 e， 它是介于 e 跟 e 之间 e。The initial。The initial spark is great, but it takes. 这边三个字有连音哦。But it takes
a lot more. 念到 a lot 的时候呢，语调可以上扬来做出强调。
But it takes a lot more than attraction to sustain a relationship. 那念到 than attraction 也注意可以连音起来。Than attraction to sustain a relationship.
那在念整个句子的时候，除了可以在逗点之后稍作停顿喘气之外，如果还需要吸气的话，可以在 attraction 后面稍作停顿，也是很自然的哦。
The initial spark is great, but it takes a lot more than attraction to sustain a relationship.
好的，接下来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个字是 initial。它是形容词，意思是开始的、最初的。
For example, the website's initial goal was to provide a platform for people to monetize their underused assets.
这个网站最初的目的是要提供人们一个平台来靠自己未充分使用的资产来赚钱。Initial 的副词形态 initially 也是很常被使用的哦，像这样 ，Initially, I had no special feelings for him, but after working together for a few weeks, I started to admire him. 我一开始对他没什么感觉，但一起共事几周后就开始欣赏他了。那 initial 也可以当作名词使用，意思呢就是姓名的首字母。那如果是复数形态 initials， 指的就是姓名首字母的简写。来看看例句 ：My grandma embroidered my initials on the corner of the handkerchief she gave me。我奶奶在送给我的手帕的角落绣上了我的姓名缩写。像我的名字是 Estelle Wang， 所以我的 initials 就会是 EW。今天的第二个字，我们来看到 spark。spark 它是名词，意思是火花、火星。For example, I still clearly remember the night when we all sat in a circle watching sparks fly out of the dancing bonfire. 我还清楚记得那天晚上我们围圈坐着看火花从舞动的萤火中飞溅而出。那 spark 也可以表示情感上抽象的火花，像是愤怒嘛、灵感啊、生命的火花等等。那今天的句子里面呢，指的就是情感上的火花。来看看例句 ：Sparks flew the first time our eyes met. 我们第一次对到眼就擦出了火花。那 spark 也可以当作动词使用，意思就是导致、触发。来看看例句。Police misconduct sparked a series of protests all over the country. 警察执法失当触发了全国各地一连串的抗议行动。今天的第三个单字，我们来看到 take。take 它是动词，在这边的意思是需要或是耗费 to use up space, time, etc. 常使用虚主词 it 来作为句子的开头。来看看例句 It takes a lot of courage to propose in public given the risk of being turned down. 在大庭广众之下背着可能被拒绝的风险求婚需要非常大的勇气。或者是 Mastering any kind of skills takes a lot of time and effort.要精通任何一项技能都需要花费很多的时间和精力。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 attraction。Attraction 它来自于动词 attract。Attract 的意思是吸引。For example, I'm deeply attracted by his kindness and his sense of humor. 我被他的善良和幽默感深深吸引。或者是 The politician's controversial statement has attracted a lot of criticism. 那位政治人物有争议的发言引来了许多批评。所以名词 attraction 的意思就是吸引，吸引引力或者是有吸引力的事物。For example, the main attraction of this job is its high salary, but the working hours and conditions aren't very appealing. 这份工作最吸引人的地方就是高薪，但是工时和工作环境都不是很好。那如果说 tourist attraction 指的就是观光旅游景点。A tourist attraction is a place that people visit for pleasure and interest, usually while they are on holiday. 来看看例句 Taipei 101 is one of the most iconic tourist attractions of the city. 台北101是该城市最具代表性的观光景点。In today's video, attraction refers to the feeling of liking someone, sometimes sexually, because of the way they look or behave. 来看看另外一个例句 He felt a strong attraction to her at first sight.他对他一见钟情。Alright, now let's go through our sentence one last time. The initial spark is great, but it takes a lot more than attraction to sustain a relationship. Although I don't have much experience in the dating world, I still very much agree with today's sentence. I don't think there's something like the one, and I believe every relationship more or less takes time and effort. And out of the 12 points mentioned in today's video, in my opinion, I think open communication is the most important. It helps you get to know each other better and can prevent unnecessary fights.I'm lucky to say that I'm very happy about my current relationship, which actually has most of the signs mentioned in today's video. What about you? Okay, that's it for today's episode. Happy belated Valentine's Day! I hope you all live happily ever after with your partners or find someone you love who loves you back as much. See you next time!